Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, up-looking patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial. Good morning, Lady Liberty, my bride.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Only today, of course, is Feast of Trumpets still. So yep. We're actually, I mean, of course, President Trump has, that's always been the theme of today, but since it's Feast of Trumpets, we're going to do a little bit of a twist and
a different Trump.
Yes, a different Trump.
We're talking about today. That's right. You guys all thought we were talking about President Trump. Well, normally on Tuesdays, yeah, like Lady Liberty said, we do, but today it is a different Trump Tuesday. And we're talking about the Feast of Trumpets, the last Trump, especially, is what we're excited about.
That's right.
And we have an audio file here that we want to play from Pastor Mark Biltz.
Yep, and, of El Shaddai Ministries.
Yeah,
yep.
So over there in the Puget Sound area.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly. I can't remember. They're moving to a new church. But anyway, he explains, we've learned so much from him. And we've learned so much over the last, especially the last year, but the last couple of years, about the Lord's feasts and understanding that those are not the Jews' feasts. They're the Lord's feasts, and they are a foreshadowing. They're a rehearsal of prophecy being fulfilled.
That's right. They're a shadow of things to come.
Yeah.
And like we have been saying for quite some time now, as the first four feasts, Christ already fulfilled when he was here. And so the last three are all that's left for him to fulfill. And right now we are right in the middle of Feast of Trumpets.
Right.
So, yeah. And that's the symbolic feast of his return for the bride and is celebrated through all Jewish culture in mm-hmm. their Jewish weddings. And so that same setup in their traditional Jewish weddings is symbolic of and is a shadow of things to come. So,
yeah. And two other things that make it significant is the Jewish New Year. So
right.
This is the beginning of 5,783. So 5,783 years ago, the Lord created Earth.
That's right.
And that's when their calendar began. And so this is Happy New Year to our Jewish listeners.
That's right.
And then also, it also commemorates the time. This is the time in the day when Moses went up the mountain to meet the Lord, and the Lord came down in a cloud and met with Moses.
Right.
Moses went up, the Lord came down. So one of those foreshadowings of us going up, the Lord coming and meeting us. We meet him in the air, and of course, that also consummates the covenant with God the Father and his bride Israel.
Right.
So that's why, you know, so many Christians are looking at prophecy, how it's been fulfilled in the past, and these foreshadowings that, you know, this is obviously the days that we're living in, clear signs of, you know, what we're to be watching for when he returns, and we're seeing all of that.
Right.
So we could be going up, he could be coming down in a cloud, and we could be meeting him and consummating that covenant, the new covenant, between Christ, the Son, and his bride, the church.
That's right.
So pretty exciting. There it is in a nutshell. But Pastor Mark Biltz does a good job of explaining what each of these blowings of the shofars are.
Right, because they do, at the first sign of the little tiniest sliver of the new moon, that they start the sounding of the shofars, and
right.
and that is always 100 blasts of the shofar, and they're all different. It's not just the same blast over and over 100
right.
times. There's actually four different types of shofar calls that they use in this, and The first one is Tekiah. The next is Shavarim. The other is Teruah. And the final one that's only blown at the very end, which is the last trump, is called the Tekiah Gedolah. And that's the big final blast.
The long blast.
Yeah, when Paul is referring to when he returns at the final trump, at the last trump, he's referring to Tekiah Gedolah.
And as I understand it, from the heavens perspective, that final trump blast is God's voice that sounds like a shofar. So it's not even a human type of blast.
So loud. I mean, according to the account with Moses and all of Israel standing there at the mountain, that the Lord was so loud that the people trembled in fear, and they told him, please don't talk to us anymore. Please just talk to Moses.
They trembled in fear.
It scared them to death.
Yeah. And they couldn't all go up the mountain. Only those that were worthy to were able to go up. So
that's
Moses
and
Aaron and one of Aaron's sons, I believe, and then 70 of the elders. Was it 70 of them?
Yep, 70.
Yeah, they were the only ones able to go up to the mountain. So there's another one, too.
You could just imagine if it's so loud, you're out there on that little flat plain around the mountain, and your hair is just getting blown back.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I could imagine the terror.
Their knees turned to jelly, and they begged for it to stop.
Yep.
They were so terrified.
Yep.
So pretty interesting. Okay, so now when Pastor Mark Biltz here, we're going to play this audio file here, this audio clip. He says we're going to blow 100 trumpets. We're not actually going to play the blowing of 100 trumpets and take up the whole show, but we want you to hear his explanation of them, and he's just one of many pastors that have started delving into this and explaining what all this means, the significance of it, and the symbolism of it. And what those sound like.
Right.
So he actually has people from his congregation that can blow a shofar, a ram's horn, and they demonstrate this up on the stage. So you want to go ahead and play it now?
Yep. Everyone, go ahead. Listen now.
And I have that on this sheet. And we know in Luke 4:18-19, he came to set at liberty and preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Where's Curtis? Okay, here he is. Okay. Psalm 89:15 said, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. That's the teruah. We are now going to blow the shofar 100 times. And as you know, Paul says that at the last trump, well, guess what? The last trump refers to the 100th blast of the shofar. It refers to today. So with that said, there are three different sounds that are made. There's the tekiah, which is a pure, unbroken sound. There's the teruah, which is the broken, trembling sound, followed by the shevarim, which is a wave-like sound of alarm. And then at the very end is the tekiah gedolah, which is the big one. So what we're going to do, they're going to team up, it looks like. One of them will do the tekiah, one will do the shevarim, teruah. And then we're going to have the 100th blast. So get your shofars ready. Everybody stand. And what we're going to do, we are going to listen to that sound of it. Remember, God's voice is like a shofar. Listen to God's voice. We're going to blow it 100 times. And then on the very last blast, I want everyone to either shout or blow your shofar as they sound the last blast. Is everybody ready? Okay, well, we're going to hear God's voice. Tekiah. Shavarim. Teruah. Tekiah. Tekiah. Shavarim. Teruah. Tekiah. Tekiah. Shavarim.
That's pretty cool. Hey, they did it better than I can. I cannot blow a shofar.
It is hard.
Yeah, of course, I haven't practiced a lot, but, you know, those ones that they're blowing in Jerusalem are just, they give you goosebumps, make the hair stand up on your arms.
Well, those are the really long ones, the very, very expensive ones also.
And those guys have been doing it since they were children.
Right.
And there in Jerusalem, it just echoes off all of the buildings throughout the city, and it's just...
It's amazing.
It's incredible to listen to. And that's what we played yesterday. I mean, it was really popular. I had several listeners say, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gave me goosebumps. And so, yeah, it does us too. It's just really neat to learn about the history. You know, that's our heritage as Christians.
Right.
That, you know, has been separated from us.
Right. And as Christians, the Messiah who died for us on the cross, if we go to heaven and we don't even know about this, where he's supposed to be coming back for us,
right.
You know, I think it would almost be a shameful thing to not even know that and stand before Christ and accept all the glory that he's going to share with us. You know,
you wouldn't even know what to be looking for. You'd be like, oh, this is all, what's that? What's that sound? What's that noise? What's,
right.
You know, where if you've been learning about it and studying it, you're like a giddy little child, like, ooh, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Right.
That's the, you know, and so it's cool because I don't, who knows how it's going to be, you know, in heaven, how your brain's going to process stuff. But I look forward to that being a familiar thing when I see it and hear it.
Right.
That I've been looking forward to seeing, you know, on the other side. So, yeah.
No kidding. Exactly. But,
well, all right. Let's do the word of the day.
Okay.
I don't even think I know what it is.
Okay. So. Well, you're going to love it.
All right.
This is fantastic because it's part of the very, very last seven verses in Revelation, the very last page of Revelation. And so the word of the day for Feast of Trumpets Tuesday comes to us from Revelations chapter 22, verses 14 through 17, which read, "Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." And that's all.
Wow. Pretty cool.
That's very cool. And just like we have been educating everybody along this whole way that we are not under the law. We are not above the law. Torah, the law, is not done away with.
Right.
And with mercy and grace, we walk in the law because that grace is where God is. And so right there in verse 14 where it says, "Blessed are those who what? Who do his commandments."
Right.
"That they might have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city." And that pretty much sums it up right there. That is
right.
The end of Revelations, where people are being admitted and allowed to access the tree of life through the fact that they do his commandments.
Yes. Yep.
And so, oh my gosh, as far as like the final statement.
Right. It's his word.
Let us not be deceived into thinking we're not under the law. We're not saved by the law. We're just not under it. We're not above it.
That's the problem.
We walk in it with him.
And I think that's a great way of putting it too, because it's not that we are under the law, but because of that, a lot of Christians today have gone to the point where we're above the law.
Right.
Because we're not under the law.
Right.
And that's, you know, it's a great way of putting it. We're in the law. I mean, look, from a Christian's perspective, from a patriot perspective, you know, the thou shalt not murder thing, I can think of a lot of people that just need to be gotten rid of just because the world would be better off without them.
Right.
But I can't bring myself to do that. Because why? Because the Holy Spirit tells me that's not the right thing to do. You know, you know, if it's not in self-defense, and you can't murder. And there's all kinds of, from adultery to idol worship to all of them. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. That's his commandment.
Right.
And we have to obey that. And amazing how much, you know, we can justify in our minds violating those commandments.
That's right. Yep.
And, you know, we'll be held to account for that. So anyway, it's you know, the one part of that that jumped out at me is those who practice, those who like a lie and practice it.
Right.
And yeah, how's that worded exactly?
Okay, again? So that part right there, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city, but outside are dogs and sorcerers. And sorcerers, actually, the Greek word for that word right there is pharmakia.
Yeah.
So that means people that are into drugs. And so sorcerers is the equivalent of drugs. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie.
When I look around here, you know, I see the people that love the lie and practice the lie with the transgender thing, you know, where now they actually have schools that are putting litter boxes in the restrooms for the students who identify as a cat or whatever. And I mean, this is literally happening. This insanity is sweeping, you know, the whole world, and it's a lie and they love it. They love the lie. And as far as I'm concerned, it's no different than the vaccine, than the COVID scam.
Right. Lies. Yeah. Like we've talked about before, the body of a lie is to harm and to pull something over on somebody else.
Right. Yeah. There's, you know, just yesterday I went into the store and there's a lot of people there, maybe 100 people in this grocery store. One guy, otherwise a healthy guy, probably 40-ish years old, walking up with something he had in his hand to check out. And he was the only one in the whole store with a mask. And I thought to myself, that's somebody who loves the lie and is practicing it.
Right.
Projecting it. When, you know, even the CDC now, even Fauci was saying the masks aren't effective.
Right.
Right. But they love the lie so much, they continue to practice it. I wonder, you know, how far down, what level does that go down to that this scriptures like this are talking about?
Well, it has to apply to everybody because it's not just the liars that are not allowed into the city. I mean, it's all the whole world of sexually immoral as well. You know, I mean, murderers, everybody, not everybody is all of those things, but a lot of people are at least one of those things.
Yeah, that's true.
And so
matter of fact, most of us, I would say, fall into some of those categories to some degree, without having, you know, Christ's blood covering those sins and repenting of them, you know, of confessing them, repenting from them. We're all guilty, but he gave us a way out if we'll take it.
Right. And also the big part that really got me right there is the fact that they're allowed to enter into the city. The people that do his commandments, they have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Because, I mean, it says David, his David, and even refers to him as the prince. David will be the one that leads his sheep in and out to pasture forever after that. And he gives David this whole huge primary section of the New Jerusalem.
Yes.
And so it makes you wonder what part of the city you might be in or be allowed to be in. And we were reading yesterday with the eunuch that even though he wasn't allowed to worship with the people of Israel, that if he still worshiped, God would give him a place right inside his own house.
Yes.
And a better position than all of the children of Israel.
Right.
And so, you know, it makes you wonder, oh boy, I hope I'm allowed into the city, right? You know,
no,
I mean,
kidding.
And even more so, where in the city, right? How close right. do I get to be to the Lord wherever I am? And so
it's also, you know, that's really interesting because we've watched several testimonies that seem compelling and genuine where people have claimed to have died. Well, they did die.
Right. It's documented.
Right. Documented, yeah. Doctor. There's their death certificate. I mean, there's their all their documentation. This person was dead for 48 minutes. And no brain activity, no
or
heart.
8 hours.
Or yeah. Right. And there's the other extreme where they came back and they claimed to have gone to heaven. And for all of the practical purposes, it seemed very credible. But one striking thing that I noticed that went across the board of all of them, many of them said that they saw a city or the city,
right.
And they were not
in
permitted to
in,
go in,
right?
And they were sent back, and you know, and then they move on to you know spread the testimony of Christ, and
yep.
you know, not selfish motives. I mean, you could tell,
right? They're not gaining anything off of it,
right? And a lot of them left pretty. Prestigious careers or, you know, had other real lives they could have returned to, but now they're just on fire for, you know, telling people about
for the Lord.
Christ.
Yep.
So, you know,
yeah. And that struck me as well, which is why it also made me go, oh, the city.
Yeah.
What, how do I get in there?
So what was the city like? Well, I couldn't go in.
Right.
But it was, and then they tried to describe it, you know, from the outside, and then they describe other things that they saw. So, I don't know, take that with a grain of salt, but
yeah,
I mean, that's
you
not...
You can't call it biblical, but still it's
right.
intriguing, if nothing else. So.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break here. This segment brought to you by Katie Armor, Serious Body Armor for Serious Times. That's C-A-T-I, katiearmor.com is the website, Christian Patriot-owned business. Check them out, and we'll be back right after this break.
Would we see more of that, Donald Trump, do you think?
Depends on how you're greeted. Mm. But if you're greeted unfairly, you have to be tough and you have to fight. I would like that. I would much prefer that. But it depends on how you're greeted. But I would do, and I say this, our country's in trouble. Something has to happen. And if it doesn't happen, and if we don't have smart leadership, you're going to end up with no world. The world is going to be blown to pieces. We have stupid people now running our country. The world is going to be blown to pieces.
Welcome back to this is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, a Radio Free Redoubt production. And this is the Feast of Trumpets. So we are focusing on that right now because it's just so important from a Christian perspective. If the Lord does not return, we'll be back to hammering out political Christian issues tomorrow or
That's right.
the next day
That's
or
right.
maybe never again. We shall see.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Otherwise, we'll just keep doing it again and continue to be looking up no matter what. So right now in this segment, the FBI is out of control. We're going to save a lot of that material for Wifflebat Wednesday because they just deserve it. They've lost
yep.
all credibility. And they continue to cross the line now with this dad, this pro-life Catholic dad that they used a SWAT team on. This
oh,
is
yeah.
absolutely
yeah.
over the top.
Well, that and they're recent, they're recently accused of misleading a judge in a warrant request, unlawfully seizing $86 million in private assets
wow.
from a safe. Company, like where people could go and have their safe deposit boxes in Beverly Hills, California. They didn't seize the property and everything around the safe boxes. They stole basically everything in those people's private boxes that they didn't have the right to.
Right.
$86 million worth.
We'll definitely hit on that tomorrow. But today we want to really highlight this hero who upheld his oath last week.
That's right.
Was lost his badge and gun and was escorted out of the building at a field office because he refused to participate in one of these outrageous SWAT raids against a January 6th.
I don't want to speculate on anyone else's motivation. Sure. I know what I look understand. At, right? I've got friends that I don't speak to after that. I assume they were part of it. It's like, I don't know what happened, but you guys forgot to throw the BS flag on that. You asked me to go raid President Obama's house. You asked me to go raid President Bush's house. It's not happening.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not happening. I'm not doing that. And I'm going to probably be pretty vocal. That's probably going to be my last day. It's not going to happen. So we had a lot of people that said yes. And I think that so much compliance got done. We talked briefly. Here's what I'll kind of share as my last kind of concern. Every single FBI agent has to go to the Holocaust Museum for a full day when we're in the academy. And they have a special program. I don't know if you've ever been to it, but it's well worth your time. If you're a law enforcement officer, you should definitely go. Go through the Holocaust Museum and see the piece they do for law enforcement specific. It's a walking tour. It's looking through the lens of how did this atrocity take place? And the only way it takes place is minor government officials are on board and local law enforcement and state law enforcement and federal law enforcement has to say yes. Because if anybody refuses to get with the program, it doesn't happen. And the answer, I'm just following orders, the Nuremberg piece, it doesn't fly. We know better. Like, that's the whole point of history. We're supposed to be able to see that. That's why every agent has to go to that day. We're supposed to know that if they ask you to do something that's illegal, immoral, or unethical, following orders is not an excuse.
That right there is such a refreshing example of the kind of person that we should be having in those positions. We used to have in those positions. Years and years ago, but yep.
And he just said exactly what we've been advising all of the other decent patriot FBI agents to do this whole time. They need to step up or head out.
Yep, exactly. And so he was talking about the Trump raid. He was asked about his opinion and speculation and stuff, and basically he says this is just ridiculous. If we were going to be ordered to raid any other president, he says it's not going to happen. So that's what we need.
Yep,
we need
exactly.
More of. All right, guys, will you be safe? Be looking up. Join us tomorrow morning, maybe, God willing. And this is the voice of the American Redoubt signing off.
That's right. You all have a terrific Feast of Trumpets Tuesday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.